Hey there. It looks like you're awake again. What's wrong? Are you having trouble sleeping? Oh, that's too bad. I'm on duty tonight and you're my only patient, so I can keep you company if you like. Is there anything I can get for you? A shower? Oh, I don't know. The doctor said you should stay off your feet for another day or two, and there's no one here to help me get you in and out of bed. I don't think I'll be able to move you over myself. But I could give you a sponge bath. I know it's not quite the same as a hot shower, but I'm sure you'll feel more relaxed afterward. It should help you get to sleep. Does that sound okay? Great. Give me a few seconds to get my stuff and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm all set. Let me help you out of that gown. No, don't sit up. I'll roll you onto your side and slip it off. You need to move as little as possible after that surgery. There. I'll get started now. We'll just start here on your chest. How is that? The water's nice and warm, isn't it? I'll do your arms now. First the right one. And then the left. Now moving down to your stomach. And just a little bit lower to... Oh my! You seem to have a little bit of a boner popping up in there. No, don't worry about it. I don't mind. I have that effect on most men. It's these little cut tops. They make this water can't help but practically spill out of it. Big boob problems, I guess. It's okay. You don't have to pretend you don't notice my breast. I want you to look. I do want you to look. I think I'd better script over the girl. Yeah. You're making me nervous. I think I'd better skip over you going there for now. I wouldn't want you to, you know, make a mess while I'm trying to make you all nice and clean. I'm just going to make that into your feet. Maybe by the time I work my way up, you'll be a little more composed. Is the water still warm enough? Good. I'm gonna wash your calves now. And my hips. And I'm moving here in between your legs. And, well, the situation doesn't seem to be improving itself, does it? But I really do need to wash your penis. Do you think you'll ejaculate if I touch it? You're sure? Okay, I'll wash it for you. But if you feel like you're gonna ejaculate, I want you to tell me so I can stop, okay? Alright, just dry your legs for me. I'll load the sponge with a lot more soap and water. How you doing over there? You got a funny look on your face. You're not gonna come, are you? Okay, I'm gonna trust you. I'm going to do your testicles now. I'll be gentle with them. These are pretty sensitive, aren't they? I think your penis is harder than now when I was washing it before. You must really like having your testicles played in. Okay, I think I'm all done. And unfortunately, your erection is harder than it ever. I think we're just going to have to accept the fact that your penis is extremely horny and there's no point in waiting for your erection to break. Just out of curiosity, was it my favorite sugar washing that made you this hard? A little of both. Oh, well, can't say I'm surprised. I do have great tits. No. hot soapy water mist felt really nice. But we're going to have to find a creative way to get rid of that boner. I just don't think you're going to get much sleep at all if you have a hard penis to contend with. And with your arms as weak as they are, I don't think you'll be able to take care of this on your own. I probably shouldn't even say this, but would you mind if I helped you out? You know, with your penis. Since you can't use your hands, maybe I can use mine for you. I've never done anything like this for a patient before, but I can see how much discomfort you must be in. Well, I hold up my hand for a minute, just so you can see how it feels. Wow. It's even harder than it looks. I can feel it throbbing too. It doesn't hurt when I touch it, right? How about when I squeeze it? When I grip it even tighter? Still feels good. Okay, I'm just gonna give it a few slow strokes now. Still good? Good. You just lay still and enjoy this. I'm gonna take such good care of you. After all, I'm an excellent nurse. It's my job to make my patients feel good. And I guess if that means jerking off a young man who just had a double shoulder surgery, then that's what I'll have to do. Is it okay if I massage your testicles with my other hand? I think that might help you ejaculate a little faster. No, don't do that. You need to stay still. Busting your hips up like that and humping my fist might feel good now, but you'll be sorry if it causes your stitches to rip open. Is there something wrong with the hand job? Do you want me to do it faster? Maybe grip you a little bit tight. Okay, but my hands are getting a little tired. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. Especially if I have to stroke you even faster. How does that feel? Do you think you might be able to ejaculate soon? Why don't you try looking at my tits? That's right. Look at my big tits while I stroke your penis. Think about how nice it would be to touch them, to suck on them. Are you getting close now? No? Damn it, my hands are almost worn out. Sorry, but I need to stop for a minute or two. My hands need a rest. I'm sorry I made you so horny. I feel like it's my responsibility to make you ejaculate now. I just wish my hands and arms weren't getting so tired. You know, I don't have to just jerk you off. I could suck on your penis instead. Would you have a problem with that? I know how to give a good blowjob. I promise you'll like it. So is that okay with you? Thanks. I think you really like this. I'm gonna suck you slowly. Use a lot of tongue. Relax, baby. This shouldn't take long. I said not to thrust like that. Just focus on how my tongue swirls around your penis while I suck it. You see how good that feels? Blowjobs don't have to be fast and sloppy. Sweet and slow is always better. At least they are when you spend as much time licking the tip as I do. You're throbbing harder now. Are you about to ejaculate? Good, just let me suck it out of you, okay? I don't want you to shoot your semen everywhere. Just come in my mouth and let me swallow it for you. Very good. That was a bit long to see, and you must have really needed that. Oops. Looks like there's just a little more coming out of the tip there. That should be all of it. Now I want you to try and get some sleep now. You look much more relaxed than you were earlier. I think the sponge bath really helped. I'll check back with you in a few hours. If you still can't sleep by then, I'll have to think of another way to make you relax.